This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When reading the first four chapters of the Gospel of Luke, notice how often the Holy Spirit is mentioned. 14 times. Obviously, he played an important role in the preparation for and the ministry of Jesus Christ. His ministry in the key lives mentioned in these chapters includes he revealed truth, descended and or came upon, baptized, filled, made strong, moved, empowered, anointed, and led. As you collect information like this, you can then correlate it into an outline. When I did this, I came up with the following points. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of truth. He is the imparter of truth, so it is experienced. And three, he is the enabler, empowering those who have experienced the truth to express it or share it with others. It was revealed to Simeon that he would not die before seeing the Messiah. There are many places in the Bible where it is affirmed that the Holy Spirit is the one who revealed deep things about God and his will for men. Once revealed, it's the Holy Spirit who makes that truth experientially real in life. He descends or comes upon individuals like Mary and Jesus, then fills them or takes control. When he's in control, you begin to experience truth in the inner man. He then moves you or leads you to be in the right place at the right time and enables you to experience what God wants for you. Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, John the Baptist, Simeon, and Jesus all experienced this dynamic. What an exciting sequence of events. Like them, you too need the Holy Spirit in your life.